Coaches, over the next few episodes, I want to take the opportunity to share with you some of the things that I have been reflecting on from this past season. I'm a college basketball coach up here in Canada, and just want to share with you some of the experiences, some of the positives, some of the challenges, and some of the things that happened in the season that I learned from that I want to do better in this next season coming up. But the first thing I want to share with you was the whole challenge that I had with exceeding expectations. And now when I talk about that, I mean exceeding expectations in the win column. Our team was, in many regards, and maybe this was in my own mind and in the perceptions of our athletic department, our conference, other coaches, players, just in general, we exceeded expectations when it came to wins and losses. The previous season when I took over the program, we went 2-19, and this following season, this past season, we ended up going 9-12, which for some of you might be like, well, they had a record under 500. We were at one time 3 games over 500 in a playoff spot. Our program hasn't made the conference tournament in 8 years. So from a wins and losses perspective, we had a very big turnaround, very young team with a lot of potential going to the future. And from a winning standpoint, I'm very excited about where our program is at. But here's the thing I want to share with you, coaches, was that once we moved into the realm of being maybe stronger on the court, much more talent, and then we started putting together a string of wins mid-season, we were in uncharted territory. I've coached high school basketball for most of my career. This is my second year coaching the men's program at the college level. And I started focusing too much on winning. Winning became number one. Over the last number of years, I've had some success on the court, but winning was never the first main priority. It was always down the list. Love winning, enjoy it. But somewhere along the line, along the course of the season, I kind of lost focus of what was really important. And here's a couple of things I hope you can learn from me from my season and things I'm reflecting on and what I want to get better at next year. Was this first thing was winning became number one. And because of that, my stress and anxiety levels went through the roof. I started thinking about winning way too much. I was focused on winning too much. And it caused me to lose sleep. It caused me to be not as present when I was at home. I was worried about the upcoming games. And honestly, I didn't enjoy the process of simply getting better and being the best I could be in that day because I was thinking so much about our upcoming games that week. A couple other things that happened, it was kind of like a trickle-down effect, was some of my stronger players, and we didn't have any big issues on the team. It was a pretty good year that way. I was pretty happy, but I started to let some small little discipline things slide through the cracks. It's really hard for me to admit, especially when I share with you in this podcast, we talk about transformational coaching and all those sorts of things. Well, I started to let some little things slide, like being late, not being on time, talking back in practice, just little things that I've never accepted as a coach. Started letting those things slide because I was so concerned about offending my players and worried about the win on the weekend that I forgot that I'm here to build into young men and help them become a man of integrity and of character. And I lost sight of that. Also, some other things, I started to focus on things that I couldn't control. I wasn't controlling the controllables. I started getting more irritable with refs and situations that, instead of just focusing on how can I be the best for my team and myself in this moment, I started letting things like the scoreboard, refs, our opponents, take me out of my rhythm, and I was focused on things that really weren't helping us win games. So coaches, I don't know what kind of season you had, and in these next few episodes, I want to be vulnerable. I want to share with you some of the things that went really well, but I also want to share with you some of the things that challenged me through this season, and so because I want to be a better coach for my guys next year. And this whole thing is, just want to put it out there, I know we want to win games. I love winning. It's way better than losing. But at the same time, coaches, I want to remind us to always remember why we are coaching. Winning is great. I want to win championships. I want to win rings, all those sorts of things. But if I do that while compromising my values, my why, and lose my focus, and that's the relationship with my players and building into them as young men, those successes, those awards, those championships, those wins are in the end are going to become empty. And so maybe it's a warning. Maybe it's just me being transparent, willing to be vulnerable in this moment, just to share with you guys. Had way more success than we thought we were going to have this year. It was great. But at the same time, it left me extremely frustrated as I reflected on the rest of the season. Like, man, I think I missed an opportunity to really connect with my guys, to really build into them. And I'm being transparent with my guys moving forward and resolved to just to be better as we move into next season. So coaches, that was episode 196. Honestly, we'd love to hear from you at Thrive On Challenge. If you have any questions about one-on-one mentorship, love to hear from you at Coach Soudan on Twitter. Also reach out to us at Thrive On Challenge. Thanks for listening.